A simple coat of paint changed everything.
In 1979, Professor Alexander Schoss stood before aggressive inmates and asked them to stare at a piece of bubblegum-colored cardboard.
Within minutes, these hardened men seemed physically weakened, their rage mysteriously subdued.
The color, later dubbed drunk tank pink, soon appeared in prison cells and visiting team locker rooms across America.
But this was just the beginning of a far more unsettling revelation. Our thoughts, feelings, and decisions are constantly hijacked by forces we never notice.
From the weather outside your window to the letters in your name, invisible hands are steering your life in ways that would shock you if you could see them clearly.
Your name isn't just a label. It's a prophecy you're unconsciously fulfilling. When Carl Jung noticed his surname meant young, while Freud's meant joy, he glimpsed something profound. We're drawn toward paths that echo our names.
This isn't mysticism. It's measurable reality.
Justice Igor Judge presides in courtrooms.
Usain Bolt runs like lightning.
Christopher Koch dealt drugs.
Coincidence?
Not quite. The data tells a darker story.
Send identical resumes to employers, changing only the name from Emily to Aisha, and watch callbacks drop by half.
Even more disturbing, stronger qualifications substantially helped white applicants, but barely moved the needle for black applicants.
Your name broadcasts your age, ethnicity, and social class before you open your mouth, triggering automatic judgments that shape your opportunities from childhood onward.
But names don't just influence how others see you, they reshape how you see yourself.
People donate 150% more to disasters, sharing their initial.
Those with surnames near the end of the alphabet respond faster to limited-time offers, having learned from years of being called last that hesitation means missing out.
Even pronunciation matters. Lawyers with easy-to-pronounce names like Smith became partners 3 times faster than colleagues with complex names like Brzezinski, regardless of actual competence.
The sounds in your name literally predict your career trajectory.
Isaac Newton saw 5 colors in the rainbow until he decided there should be 7 to match musical scales. He added orange and indigo, and we've seen 7 ever since. Russian speakers possess separate words for light blue and dark blue, so they literally see blue shades faster than English speakers. The advantage vanishes when their verbal processing is occupied, revealing that language actively shapes perception. Before children learn categories, every 4-legged creature is a dog. Before societies invented racial categories, skin tone was just a spectrum. These arbitrary divisions now determine who gets loans, jobs, and justice. When reality feels ambiguous, labels become weapons. Show students a racially ambiguous face, and they draw exaggerated features based solely on whether you called the person black or white. Tell third graders that blue-eyed children are superior, and within hours the blue-eyed kids become cruel, while brown-eyed children grow timid and struggle academically. Researchers randomly told teachers certain students were academic bloomers. A year later, these arbitrarily selected students scored 10-15 IQ points higher.
Symbols infiltrate our minds without permission. Students exposed to illuminated light bulbs solved insight problems twice as successfully. The metaphor literally enhanced thinking. Brain scans reveal our neural networks respond to money destruction as intensely as physical threats. Students who glimpsed Monopoly cash asked for help half as often. Yet counting money reduced both physical pain and social pain from rejection by 50%. Money simultaneously isolates us from others while insulating us from suffering.
Place a picture of eyes above an office coffee station's honesty box, and contributions nearly triple. Not real eyes, just printed ones.
British police leveraged this in Operation Momentum, plastering eye posters across high-crime areas. The mere suggestion of being watched transforms behavior more powerfully than conscious moral reasoning. Complete social isolation devastates humans. Jeannie, strapped to a chair in darkness for 13 years, never developed normal social skills. French adventurer Michel Siffre spent months alone in caves simulating astronaut isolation and contemplated suicide despite being there voluntarily. Yet others' presence cuts both ways. Usain Bolt thrives before roaring crowds, and cyclists ride faster with company. But social facilitation only works for simple tasks. Audiences enhance easy activities while sabotaging complex ones. Strong pool players improve with spectators. Weak players deteriorate. Paradoxically, larger competitive pools often diminish effort. Students score better on SATs in smaller testing venues and complete quizzes faster competing against 10 rather than 100 peers. We draw competitive fire from direct comparisons, which dissolve in massive crowds.
Show the Muller-Lyer illusion to Westerners, and they'll swear two identical lines are different lengths. Show it to African tribespeople living without straight lines, and they'll correctly identify them as equal. Culture isn't just influencing interpretation, it's fundamentally altering visual perception. Ancient Greeks analyzed objects in isolation, while Chinese philosophers focused on relationships and contexts. These differences persist. Chinese students memorize objects with their backgrounds, while Americans focus exclusively on foreground objects. When objects appear against different backgrounds, Chinese recognition plummets because they encoded the entire scene. These cultural lenses shape everything from emotion recognition to advertising. 72% of Japanese students couldn't ignore background figures' emotions when judging expressions, compared to 28% of Americans. Korean ads emphasize conformity. 7 out of 10 people use this, while American ads celebrate uniqueness. Culture even determines psychological disorders. Anorexia nervosa exists primarily where thinness is idealized, while medieval women suffered anorexia mirabilis, motivated by religious asceticism. Culture doesn't just influence values, it determines which symptoms emerge during psychological distress.
When Glasgow installed blue lights at the millennium's turn, crime in illuminated areas plummeted. The phenomenon spread to Japan, where 152 blue lights reduced crime by 9% and eliminated railway suicide attempts completely. Red wields different power. Female hitchhikers wearing red received 21% more rides from male drivers versus 12 to 14% in other colors. Reflecting evolutionary biology, female animals display red when approaching ovulation due to increased blood flow from elevated estrogen. Colors dramatically impact performance and competition. Students using red pens found more errors and assigned lower scores to identical work. Students exposed to red before tests solved up to 37% fewer problems. At the 2004 Athens Olympics, competitors randomly assigned red uniforms won 55% of bouts, rising to 62% when evenly matched. Red's biological association with dominance creates measurable advantages. When the Pittsburgh Penguins switched to black uniforms in the late 1970s, their penalty minutes jumped from 8 to 12 per game.
Hospital patients with tree views recover faster and need fewer painkillers than those facing brick walls. Natural environments restore cognitive function through beneficial eustress stress. But environmental effects aren't always positive. Students in dimly lit rooms inflated their math scores by 50% compared to those in bright rooms. Darkness created an illusion of anonymity that dissolved moral constraints. Nearly half of drivers littered in already littered parking lots, while only 1 in 10 did so in clean lots. Environmental cues, like litter and broken windows, actively spread disorder. Our memories and behaviors are chained to their original locations. Vietnam War veterans with heroin addictions surprisingly avoided relapse upon returning home, unlike typical addicts with 90% relapse rates, because they no longer inhabited the jungle setting where addiction began. Even weather hijacks thinking. baseball pitchers hit more batters on hotter days, with retaliation rates climbing from 22% at 55 degrees Fahrenheit to 27% at 95 degrees Fahrenheit. People holding hot coffee judge strangers as warmer than those holding iced coffee. The brain's insula processes both temperature and social trust. Sydney shoppers remembered trinkets 3 times better on rainy days. Gloomy weather induces vigilance and deeper thinking, while happiness signals safety and mental relaxation.
In 1961, meteorologist Edward Lorenz rounded numbers from 6 to 3 decimal places in his weather models, a trivial adjustment that produced wildly different forecasts. This butterfly effect revealed that minuscule variations cascade into massive outcomes. This principle extends into human existence. Consider 2 identical men, differing only in surname. Tim Davis advances steadily in his legal career, benefiting from his name's simplicity. Tim McOchegan faces subtle headwinds. Clients stumble over his name, colleagues unconsciously favor easier alternatives. These friction points accumulate into vastly different trajectories. Their housing choices compound these differences. Davis's quiet apartment allows his son to excel academically, while McOchegan's noisy unit near a highway subtly impacts his son's sleep and concentration. Some cues guide us toward better decisions, clear signage promoting healthy choices, social norms encouraging ethical behavior. Others, like manipulative advertising and anxiety-inducing algorithms, undermine well-being through equally subtle means. Small positive changes in our environment, habits, or social circles compound into significant improvements, while negative influences spiral into unintended consequences. The question isn't whether these forces shape your life. It's whether you'll remain their unconscious subject or become their conscious architect.